Nine, please.
509, revised transportation fees, rates, and charges for fiscal year 2018-19, and fix an effective date.
Very good. Commissioner Saltzman.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. This is Transportation's yearly update to their fees and charges. And we have staff here to quickly walk us through the item and answer any questions council may have. And this is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler.
Morning.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Oh, could you turn that mic on? It got turned off. Thank you.
Is that better?
Yeah, the green light. Yes, you're right.
It's on. Mm-hmm. All right, great. Thank you. Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, commissioners. I'm Alex Bejarano, Utilities Constructive Inspection Division Manager in the Development Committee and Transit Group of the Bureau of Transportation. With me is Michael Jacobs in the Parking Division of the Parking Services Group of PBOT. Today, PBOT is submitting its annual fee ordinance for your consideration. Through this effort, PBOT presents its fees in a transparent and predictable manner. This annual update of transportation fees, rates, and charges are developed in accordance with city policy. The rates in this ordinance become effective July 1st, 2018 through June 30th, 2019. However, the current community event fee structure for 2018 will remain in place until December 31st of this year. And on January 1st, 2019, the new Exhibit H will go into effect. The reason for this offset fee schedule for Exhibit H is to avoid fee changes in the middle of the highest demand for the community events, which is midsummer. PBOT made this change due to feedback received during our public outreach efforts redeveloping the community events program this last year. It is important to note that this ordinance, PBOT is not changing or modifying any existing administrative rules or policies, nor does this fee ordinance add any positions or adjustment to the proposed budget. In developing our fees, PBOT relies on a cost recovery model to carry out specific requests from customers in reviewing and providing permissions to persons wanting to use or construct within the public rights-of-way. In some cases, our fees are market rate, while others include incentives and consequences. PBOT makes every attempt to be responsive to the public as we develop or overhaul new or existing programs. One example of this is the fees associated with block party permits. This permit type is now free, based upon the feedback we received during our outreach efforts. Most of the fee increases you may see are the result of inflation and because of development and growth within our city. To further discuss and highlight some of the more notable items and changes for the parking and regulatory fee schedules, I will turn the presentation over to Michael Jacobs.
Thank you. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners.
Morning.
The Parking and Regulatory Group with PBOT uses rates for on- and off-street parking to manage parking supply and demand. Rates serve PBOT to manage parking demand, ensuring short-term parking is a priority for turnover while supporting city goals for economic vitality. The regulatory branch of PBOT sets fees for private-for-hire transportation, permitting, and towing. In parking operations, over half of the fees are staying the same. Some of the changes I wanted to highlight and include with the APP permits, the increase goes from $60 to $75 annually, in part because there's been no increase over the last 5 years, and staff has been added to administer the program that has grown substantially from under 20,000 permits per year to nearly 35,000 permits annually. In the disabled parking program, monthly permit increased from $182 to $189, which still allows for a 10% discount off of the market rate. The scratch-off tickets from $2.40 to $6 is based on the current meter rates. With carpool media and nonprofit permits, we're looking at an annual approximately 10% increase in order to manage demand of our limited parking supply. With Smart Park, it is seeing a number of rate adjustments, which were shared with the Portland Business Alliance and the Downtown Retail Council, and they had no objections to our proposals. The adjustments are based on market rate and parking system management criteria. And then a couple of housekeeping items with the parking permits. We had unusual circumstance permits and replacement permits. Historically, they've been listed as variable rates. They, however, really don't vary, and so we're listing them at $90 and $15, respectively. And at this time, we'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
I'm just curious, what's an unusual circumstance permit? I mean, And actually, can you give us an example of an unusual circumstance?
Because I work in Smart Park, I'm going to ask somebody from parking operations to come up and answer that question.
Well, that's okay. I mean, that's okay. I was just curious.
I'm sorry, I don't have an example for you.
Just caught my attention, that one. Okay. Any public testimony?
That makes it easy. Very good. This is a first reading of a non-emergency.
No one signed up.
This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks, Dan.
Okay.